Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the phone with me for this segment, I have Michelle DeArmond. She is the Economic Development Manager for the Economic Development Agency of Riverside County. Thank you very much for joining me today, Michelle. Appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy to do it.
Okay, Michelle, tell us a little bit about the Economic Development Agency. What is its purpose?
This is a department within the County of Riverside that is focused on trying to improve economic development within the county and also just overall quality of life, whether that's through workforce development, the Film Commission, Date Festival, museums, and other kinds of things that we manage to try to overall improve quality of life here in the county.
Now, we're going to be talking about homelessness. That's our main topic today. Homelessness has become a problem for many cities in Riverside County, and the Board of Supervisors has approved over $500,000 to help the homeless with affordable housing. Now, how will that help the homeless?
So using what's known as the Housing First model, the County of Riverside is using that money to try to help people who are homeless in the county get into housing as quickly as possible. And so sometimes that means helping with security deposit, rental assistance, other kinds of move-in costs that families might need help with in order to actually get started and get into a home.
Where do the funds come from? How are they appropriated?
So these are federal dollars that some of them were new dollars and some of them were reallocated monies. And we've taken federal funds that in some cases have not typically been used for homelessness. They've been used maybe for other community needs. Or in some cases, we've had an increase in other kinds of emergency funds used to help the homeless. And these are monies that the board approved to be spent in this way at the end of January. And so the County of Riverside has spent the past couple of months working to really start putting that money to work very aggressively.
Where will the money go and how will it be used? I know you touched on that a little bit, but to go into more specifics.
Certainly. And in fact, we've already got some families who are benefiting from this money. So there's several different pots of money that can be used in different ways, but in broad strokes, really focusing on the kinds of things we talked about, rent, security deposits, move-in costs, other kinds of things to help people get into those homes. And already through one of those programs, we've been able to house 10 families, and we're working to identify an additional more than 20 families who are eligible and getting them into housing within the county. And then another program, another pot of money we were able to get, we've identified families there. We've got 7 that we've helped already, and we've got an additional 19 that are eligible, and we're working to get housing for them. So we're seeing real life impact to this money right now.
Now, what are the requirements for people to get this money or get this aid?
There's a whole criteria that the County Housing Authority goes through to use to get people into this. Sometimes we are using these monies to help people who, under other criteria, might not have been eligible before. And it's, as I say, there's multiple programs we're talking about here, and it's kind of shifting criteria within all of those programs. But it is something that is able to help target people who sometimes maybe weren't able to get assistance before.
How does one apply for this aid?
The best way is to try to actually speak with the Riverside County Housing Authority staff, and I can provide you with the contact information there before we're done with the call and let you know who would be best for them to reach out to and find out if they're eligible and how they go about that process.
Now, the funding isn't meant to be just free money for the homeless. It's intended to help those that want help. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. This is money that goes toward very specific, direct, supportive services. It is money that helps them in the process of maybe finding apartments or houses that they can move into, and then helping them with those dollars that a family just might not have, the additional money you need for security deposit, the additional money you need to get hooked up to your utilities, all those kinds of startup costs that just can be overwhelming for a family that is barely getting by. And so this is a way to give them very specific assistance in finding those homes, relocating to those homes. Maybe they need assistance trying to get their belongings there, and then getting all those things established so they can actually get started in a new home.
Great. Now, where does the EDA come into play in all of this? How are they involved? Because homelessness and the Economic Development Agency, what's the tie-in?
Certainly. The Economic Development Agency is a large department that covers a lot of different things. And within that is the Housing Authority, which is the piece of the county government that oversees spending these kinds of federal dollars that are being used right now for these programs. And that's traditionally what they do. And now, using these new monies and really being very aggressive with this Housing First model, they're able to take that and put it to use. It's a function that our Economic Development Agency has had and is continuing to have under this. And it's something that is seen as an overall improvement to the quality of life for people in Riverside County, which is consistent with our mission.
Okay. Are there any other plans for addressing the homeless problem in the future, down the road?
In Riverside County, there's actually a countywide multi-agency plan that has put into effect, and that was something that was approved by the County Board of Supervisors at the end of January. And this is an overall plan that involves the Sheriff's Department, probation, behavioral health, code enforcement, animal services, Department of Public Social Services, all these different agencies that touch on homeless issues, bringing all of them together with a new multi-pronged plan to really target and look at how do we help those people in our community that we need to help with this. And so there's a series of recommendations in that plan that were put together, and there was even the creation of a new position within the county that has not been filled yet, but it will be somebody who's going to focus very specifically on homelessness here in the county.
Is there a number or website where people can go to get more information?
So here in the county, the Housing Authority of the County of Riverside is a place where people can apply and try to take advantage of some of those different programs we discussed. They have a number in Riverside that is 951-351-0700.
Okay, give that number again.
951-351-0700.
And what about a website for more information?
Yes, it's www.hariv.org.
So I imagine that stands for Housing Authority, Riverside, and then org.
Riverside County.
Org. Okay.
Yes, rivco.org.
Okay, Michelle DeArmond, Economic Development Manager for the Economic Development Agency of Riverside County. Thanks for spending some time with us today, Michelle. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.